Last time we spoke, last week we spoke about the concept of mitzadach and bitochen means that whatever happens to me, I know it didn't happen to stam. It's under the guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, under his hashkocha, and therefore I never have to be in fright, or for that matter, not even upset. We're not only talking about what happens in Bechutz, some plague or some natural disaster. Even though somebody comes up to me and insults me, also, I know that is also something which Hashem let happen. And if He let it happen, it's because He feels it's something that I can have something beneficial out of it, and that way I can grow. I want to make a little point out of this, which is this interesting insight that has been very, very much negated to a lot of things people were talking about a few months ago in the height of the corona. Yeah. There are two nukudas which are interconnected, but some people mix them up a little bit. There's a nukuda called gaiva and anova. A gaiva is that feeling that I always need to be held in high esteem by everybody. And everybody has to praise me. There's other facets to it. We'll focus on that. And I know there's a person who, whatever happens, is good for him. He doesn't need any publicity. He gets enough. Pleasure, or he's content enough with the fact that he's doing the right thing, that he doesn't need anything more than that. That's really the honor it's coming from. You recognize that the best thing you can do is to do the right thing. People recognize it, don't recognize it, doesn't make much of a difference to him. Not that important. The fact that he realizes that he's not mushlam, he's not perfect, there are people much greater than him, and even though he's doing good things, there's nothing to feel. And he's deserving of so much applaud and respect, etc. There's another part of the thing which is very similar, but it's a facet of this, but there's a feeling of being in control or not being the one in control. And that's also part of human nature. Both of these things are facets of the Guf and the Neshama. Instead of the Neshama, the person will be the biggest honor. If the Neshama recognizes, I'm Tachako, I'm created by Kodesh Baruch Hu. I was put in this world for a certain purpose. I'm not even doing the purpose the way I should. Maybe I'm better than everybody on my block, but that doesn't mean anything. I live in a sorry for the Moshul, but I mean, have to show everybody's good. But let's say a person would live in an insane asylum, and the 10% thing, nothing to be very proud of. So if we're all not really doing what we should be, and I'm doing a little bit more than everybody else, doesn't make me something to be so proud of. And like I said, yeah, the neshama recognizes what's important in life, and the neshama realizes that getting COVID in this world won't add anything to him. Other than if anything, it takes away from Zolam Haba, and he prefers to keep it in Zolam Haba. And the goof. The physical side of us is always has the ego that wants to feel that I'm so special and wants everyone to recognize how special I am and wants to feel that every little good thing I do is I'm really amazing and I deserve tremendous credit for it. And those two facets also have this other thing of being, am I the one who's controlling the world or am I the one who's in a world that's controlled by Kodesh Baruch Hu? And Shaman, like we said, obvious that I'm not controlling the world. I'm created by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu so great, Rosh Chazda, with a tremendous fact that he created me and put me in this world. And therefore, when things don't go my way, inside the Neshama, Hashem understands this is a challenge that Hashem set up for him. There's no reason why he should assume that everything should go his way. His assumption is that Hashem knows what he's doing, Hashem is doing everything for the best. The goof good for human being with a human body, human brain, with all those amazing kelim that Hashem put into us. We're a very sophisticated creature, and the most sophisticated of all the creatures on the top of the world. I'm the one with the mind that can ponder deep ideas and philosophies and whatever it is, the math or science, etc. I'm so great. And if I'm so great, then I'm the one who's running the world and I'm running my world. The idea of a self-made man. That's another facet of it. It's not just an issue of getting praise and not need for praise. It's an issue of control and not control. And some of those two things go together. But it's important for a person to try to define for himself where he's falling all these things. In other words, if a person is getting frustrated, why things aren't going my way, and why aren't people doing what I want them to do, why aren't they relating to me the way I want them to, it's coming from a lusterition, from the starting point that's the way it's supposed to be. That I'm supposed to get my way. And if I don't get my way, my wife or my husband doesn't do to me what I want them to do to me, or my children don't want to do to me, my boss or my worker, or my neighbor, or whatever it is, constant state of frustration or anxiety in respect to the future. But that's because I'm living this mind frame that even though I believe that Hashem controlled the world, that's what I believe, that's my neshama belief. My goof is programmed differently. My goof is used to feeling I'm great, I'm powerful, I can have my way, and everyone has to bow down to me. Volba, the Mashgiach used to say that the old Bali Mutas were very sharp. They say that deep down in the mind of the Bali Geisel is that if I could just kick HaKadosh Baruch Hu off the Kisei HaKavod, life would be much better. I don't want anybody above me. And Levan, we're talking about Bali Geisel, who's very firm. He's having 3 times a day and he learns and doesn't miss it. But deep down, that's something, a danger that we all are facing. Is that part of ourselves running us? These are things that have to really, when we're talking about Bitochen is a peace of mind, ability to be calm in every situation, being in good spirits in every situation. It has to be preceded by this recognition. I have to put myself in the right perspective that I am a nidra of a Kodesh Bohu. A Kodesh Bohu created me with this tremendous chesed. Nothing is to be taken for granted. And that he sustains me in the world and he gave me this amazing body and this amazing world. He gave me food to eat and panels and a house to live in. So chasadim, which I don't really even deserve. He gave me an ego. But the ego is not what life is all about. The ego is something I have to overcome, not something that should be guiding me. Ego in Hebrew is called Yetzer Hara, self-centeredness. And one of the gifts Hashem gave us is the fact that a very easy way of detecting if I'm honest with myself or not. People go around whole life parroting these statements of, yeah, Hashem in the world, and I'm nothing. And then gives them a piece of Musar or somebody doesn't cooperate with them. Suddenly the volcano erupts. So the truth is, they're not lying. They know the Yetzer Tov does know that Hashem runs the world, and I don't have to have it my way. So that's the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Hara thinks differently. This is what the Gemara says: a tzaddik and Yetzer Tov shoyston. A tzaddik, the Yetzer Tov, is the one who is guiding him. This is the most important thing in life: to recognize what I have in my hand is good. It's a lot better to have in my hand that Hashem runs the world and I'm nothing than to really think that I'm the greatest being in the world. Somebody once told me that somebody was willing to donate $1 million to the institution with the condition that they make a dinner and they proclaim that person the greatest living Jew. Some of them, the person was very far from that description. If he would, he wouldn't ask for that. So the one who owned his most, was in charge of most, was righteous enough to decline the not accept this his donation. But deep down, we all have that to a certain degree. And it's funny because it's that effort. It looks like we have to give up so much. You know what? I'm going to give up my dominion over my family, over my life. You say that. I don't have to have it my way. What's going to be? It's that a shame if we really look with our seichel. We work on this a lot because we have that type of mind frame. Life will be so peaceful, so pleasant. Every situation that we come into, something would be good for us, we can grow from. And we should not be mistaken that a person has this mind frame, he becomes, like they say, a shmate, a piece of cloth that you clean the floor with. It's not true. It's the other way around. So as Avoda says, that a person has this type of mind frame, people respect him more. They see he's a person in control of himself. He doesn't lose control. That's a tzaddik. He's the tzaddik shoyfstam. The thing that controls him, that rules him, his behavior. Machshavah is what we have in the back of our mind, what we know, the truth that we know is wonderful, great. That's not the person. That's not you. That's one part of you. That's you, b'koyach. That's the potential you, what you can be. What you are is the way you actually react, you actually behave. This is a beautiful thing about the avodas habitochen. To try to make it more real, those ideas that we have, Hashem does run the world. Hashem is always caring for us. Make it more real. Make it something that will guide us further. That's one of the big, powerful messages that we got this week from the Parsha of Shavua. The Parsha of Shavua of Klal Yisrael. They didn't have to be talking to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let his throne. Giant. They're afraid of the Lashon Hara. That was a problem. Hashem says, my dear friends, what am I asking for you? Just go with me, don't worry. And there's no reason for you to worry because you have seen what has been happening. The last few months, the last few years, that's the mark of Kriyas Yam Suf, Mon, Anane Kovit, Anane Ish. There are a million, you have everything. Everything's taken care of by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So suddenly get scared of what's going to be in the future. Open the eyes to the big picture. And that's what we all have to do also, the same thing. Open up the eyes. Oh, Hashem, I have everything. And we've gone through trying times, and still going through them, but Hashem is watching over us in such a special fashion. Oh, Hashem, we're alive and healthy. Past experience, have to build and make the ideas that we have in our minds transform into the reality. And that's what we said on the last week. An extra point. Number one is, I recognize I'm in Hashem's hands. And therefore, I can take everything in a pleasant demeanor. Together with that, if something is trying, it's not comfortable, I'm not so healthy, I can't go out, I can't go to shul, I can't do this. But that in the Chanami, we never give up. We always have that hope that things will change, and they can change so suddenly. Just like change in one direction, they change in another direction. We start now. Perek Shmini, page Tov Reish Dalit. Tomei Rabbi Shereis Mezucha, they maminim b'ashgacha p'rutas. There are times that there's a confusion amongst those who believe in ashgacha p'rutas. Once again, ashgacha p'rutas means Hashem is with me, watching over me every second of my life. Hey, if Hashem is mashgiach and watching over me, so he's making sure. I should be matzliach when it should be matzliach, and when it shouldn't be matzliach, when I should not matzliach. So if that's the case, where do I come into the picture? Yisrad, in respect that Lord Hashem, the fact that Hashem is always watching me, somehow he leaves me from the responsibility for my actions. And this causes many bitachos mistakes and bitachos. And the truth is, bitachos in every situation, the person has to assess it. What is the right behavior? Be'enei Hashem. And based that, is bitachos will guide. Like a simple thing of should I keep my whole family locked up at home, or should I let them go out? A good question. If the right thing is to keep them locked up and I masque them as they go out, so that's not bitochen. That's equivalent to what we saw in this week's parasha when Hashem said, "Don't go to Eretz Yisrael." After he made Rabbi Gzeira that because of Chetam Rabbim, some of the Jews became big tzaddik, and no, we're going by Yafilu. We went up to the mountains to try to conquer Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to let anything stop us. Fool! Hashem just told you, don't go. If Hashem said don't go, he doesn't want you to do it. You have noble intentions. Noble intentions don't help. You have to do love in Hashem. So the person nobly will let his family go out in the time that it was unequivocally also to go out for whatever holy mission they were doing, it will be not there. As things change and the mice up in the Takish Tavis, the proper thing is to let them out. And for that, come upon Baruch Hashem, we have nice doctors, Yerushalayim, but know all the things, all the different medical information. But the right thing now is yes to go out. Okay, there may be a certain level of risk. It doesn't mean that I'm being careless. Adarabha. Hashem says it at the time he has to go out. I mean, a person can protect himself from all kinds of machlos by staying home and keeping his family on their entire life. Most of the machlos we get every year are things we pick up from people around us. That's one example. But in everything in life, things are very clear cut. But people try to, in the name of bitachon, very often do things not exactly the way we should. So he's going to try to clarify for us a little more. He's included. He says, for example, sometimes a person's not matzliach, let's say, in his davening. He wants to make his davening better and it doesn't go. So a person can blame a kodesh baruch hu. You know, this Hashem has shkocha pratis, he created me in a fashion, it's not for me to kavona. He created all these different challenges I have to serve my kavona. So therefore it didn't go. Or even worse than that, with me, the person says, you know, I'm a kaisen. The person always gets angry. That's the way I was wired by kodesh baruch hu. That is not going to change. I'm not going to even bother with it. I work on other things. Chas v'shalom. That's not shayach l'shkocha pratis. Will it be easy? No. Will it happen in one day? Also not. But is it something you can work on? Yes. That's what Hashem wants. Yitokhan etzanami. If I say, okay, if Yitokhan wants me to change, I'm going to try for I'm going to make up my mind never to get angry again. And if Hashem wants me not to get angry again, then it works. Because now I really made the decision. So now I wasn't really clear about it. It's also food. There are ways of doing things, and you have to, that's other rabbi. Both in Ruchnit and Gashmir is the proper ways of doing things. If I found the proper method, with the jinn, then in a chanabi. That's a mitzvah. And if not, I'm just using excuses for my behavior, then I'm misusing the concept of Yitzchak. It's not true Yitzchak. So he's going to give some examples now. So one of the things is, everybody is created in a certain nature. Some are wiser than others. Intelligence is a high level, higher IQ. That's a fact. Some have a higher IQ. Some are physically stronger. Some are emotionally stronger. Some are wealthier. And the mice said, this is the way Hashem set up the world, that everybody is different and everybody has his pluses and minuses. Yeah. He says that we as Fulham Jews, nobody denies the fact that I'm not forced by my nature. You know, by the Goyim, they think that everybody's programmed and that's what you are. We don't believe that. We believe a person can change. In Baal Shem, we have enough examples of people that have improved tremendously in their leaders and the different things that are formed of Leibus Hashem. So once again, as we were speaking in the beginning of the Shia tonight, this is the biggest challenge we have to differentiate between our knowledge and our behavior. And if we don't, we'll never get anywhere. Because like I said, you can have a person going through his entire life saying, I'm living through my life. This is beautiful, but it's not a beautiful, this is true. recognition. I'm nothing. And of course, Gokul runs the world. And he's constantly fighting with people, getting upset and frustrated. He doesn't stop. That it's true. In his mind, he knows what is true. But his behavior is not reflected. And that's why we have to pay attention to our behavior. Otherwise, we'll never get there. I think I'm so close to that Kodesh Bo, I feel Mamish with him every second. Suddenly, when it comes to Davish Manetsu, he's floating around the whole world. We have to have that to pay attention. So, Kopanim, this person believes that I can change myself. But the Maitre, deep down within himself, he's saying, you know, what can I really do? Let's take the example of anger. I know I could get angry much less, even stop getting angry. But the Maitre, that's the way I'm wired, that's the way I'm made up. What can I do? Like the Morgan says, he was born this type of, this day, he had this type of nature, another day, a different type of nature. Yeah, so he gives an example of Gemara. The person was born under the mazel of Mavin. It says, it'll be a person that has a natural nature to spill blood. You know, that nature to be a warrior. The Gemara says, Ravashi says, okay, that's not the end of the world. He's saying another Kiddush over here. Don't think that if I have a certain nature, then my whole life I have to just be the opposite of that. It won't work because we have a nature. But you have a way of using the nature and guiding it up and letting it out in the proper fashion. And that way you'll be able to design the nature and the better things and not for the bad things. So says Ravashi said this guy has four options. You can either become a doctor who will let blood, or it could be a ganes, or it could be a sheikhet, which will let blood, or it could be a moyel. These are the four options that he could guide his nature in a way, one way or the other. Basically saying that these four ways are really the whether to use it to be a tzaddik, to be a regular person, to be a Russian. You can use it to be a Rasha Gadim, it's going to kill people. You use it to be a Beinani, to be a Sheikhet. You use it to be a tzaddik, to be a Moyim. Yeah. That's up to another. It's good for us to recognize I have a certain material for something, I have a certain meaning for something. Once I recognize that, how to rather try to find ways of using it in a positive fashion. Yeah. Yeah. He says, David Mel said, Nafshi Yeshayvi is on failing the Magli said it. He says this Magli Tzedek is a circle of Tzedek that gives to everybody. It's giving out different meters, and everybody has what he needs for his growth. The man Shemoy, that's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be able to be the emissary of Hashem.
Rabbi, sorry to stop you. What's the option of Ganva?
What? Ganva is a Russia.
Ganva, but there's four options.
Ganav.
But therefore, it seems the options here are all for the good. Either you become a doctor or a shaykh.
No, he's saying one of them. He's saying one of them is to be a Russian. One of them is to be a doctor, a tavach, or a moyel are all good, different levels of what they're doing, and the ganav is using it the wrong way.
Okay,
yeah, you know, today a person kills people. They take him to court and they say, well, he was brought up that way and he has that nature. True, but just because he had that nature doesn't mean that that's what he has to be. Yeah, so this is something that we can think about, thinking to ourselves. If we have certain akudas within ourselves. We feel that have a very strong bearing on the way we behave in certain meters that is really guiding us a lot. try to see if there a way I can guide that in a positive fashion. Not say, well, that could only cause me to do bad things. The person cares about his COVID. Okay, so the COVID is causing him to get angry and upset and everything else. Mitzad Hasheni, he could use it, you know, I have to ingrain to myself a little more. There's another type of COVID. The real COVID, the COVID to the Mechubi Be'inei Hashem. To something that Hashem will look at me in a favorable eye. Oh, I can use that desire for COVID. Put more effort into my tefillah, or even put more effort into controlling my anger. So these are all things that will make mechubadik in the eyes of Hashem, and that's the real COVID. If I just say, well, I run after COVID, then I have to run away from it and just forego my COVID, it won't work, because I need that. Similarly, I'm a person who has to have it my way. Look at that other example, and it's also causing me to not behave properly. I don't care so much what people think, but as long as they do what I want, that's important to me. I need power. For that person, could also, one second, what does power mean, and what am I? If I am only my own ego, that's my only mitzvah and autonomy. And power is only to have people bow down to me and do what I say. But if I realize that that's the main part of myself is my neshama, like we know, Ezer Hagibo HaKovish Et Yisrael, may I use that power that I want to have control to control my own self, control my Yetzer Hara. I want power and autonomy. I'm going to show the Yetzer Hara that, come on, you have to think it out, but the next situation that's going to come up, I'm not going to let him take over me and make me do things which I know are not right. So the way I'm doing it is not just by running away. No, I want to be a nothing. If I say in my mind, yeah, I'm a nothing, that's what I believe, it's not going to work, because he's a right thing, you need power, and he's a type to be a nothing. So obviously the power is going to override you. Use the Yetzer Tov to convert that thought into the right thing. You want power in autonomy? Okay, I'm going to try harder to be more powerful. To overpower that Yetzer Hara, which is really the lowest level of my existence, the negative part of myself. And then every mitzvah can be like that. Every mitzvah. So, we should be zeicha all another week of Lugas Hashem, like we said, in the beginning, make our bitachon more real, not just nice statements, something that will guide our life. And will guide our life is looking over the past experiences and seeing how much hashgacha we have from our disposal, number one. And together with that, what we started speaking about today, recognizing myself and recognizing that I can't change, whether I'm 20 years old or 80 years old. It's never too late. Not easy, and it won't happen in 1 second. The starting point is to admit that I have this part of myself. And together with that, realize that I can use that thing itself with creativity and better assessment of myself. That thing itself can help me to guide myself to do the right thing. I'll give a few examples. It's covered with power. It's everything, every meter is like that. Every meter is some way that can be used to direct myself and bring myself to a higher place in life. Shavua tov lekulam.
Shavua tov. Good luck, Rabbi. Thank you.
Being with us. May we say to each other soon that we're davening for that every day. Yishuv Oslo, Kivisi, Kol Hayom.
Amen.